Kelly Rudy joined us on the Great Eagle Resort and Casino Guest Hotline. About 8 months after that trade, Kelly, you were traded from the New York Islanders to the LA Kings in February of the ensuing season. So you had a first class and a firsthand view of what was going on. It really did make a huge impact on an entire region in the United States, didn't it?
Further to that point, Pat, it impacted my life greatly when you consider, and I had no idea this, when I was in Banff of August in 1988 with my brother doing some training, and we heard the news that Wayne was traded to Los Angeles, I had no idea that it was going to in some way impact my life. But months later, he was the one that orchestrated the trade, having me go from New York to L.A., he along with Rogge Vachon, but more importantly, Bruce McNall, working with Bill Torrey. And so that's how that impacted my life. But on a greater note, why I always think about this and why it was so unique and so special, how Wayne changed the game, is because when he was traded to Los Angeles in the summer of 88, when I got there, I believe, Pat, and I sent you the text earlier, I believe there are only two arenas in around the Los Angeles area. There was a Great Western Forum where we played out of with the Lakers. And then there's this lousy rink called the Culver City Ice Rink. And I don't know if there are many people here in southern Alberta that have ever been there, but it was lousy. I mean, that was the worst rink you could ever find. And that was our practice facility because, of course, the Great Western Forum was so busy. So then you fast forward a few years and you look at how the impact, what he had on L.A. and the hockey community and how it changed the landscape. Because when you go back to 88, 89, there were 21 NHL teams. And then by this 1991, they started expanding. San Jose was the first on board. Then the next year, Anaheim and Florida came on. But when you look at the dynamic there, Pat, that's really cool. I have really fond memories because so slowly but surely, the Kings are having a big impact in the hockey community and in Los Angeles in particular, the business people and so on. So Michael Eisner, he was the chairman of Disney at the time. He had a son, I believe, by the name of Eric that was playing goal. So they would come to all of our games. And so it was Michael Eisner, of course, that wanted the Anaheim team. Of course, he brokered a deal with Bruce McNall and the NHL. So that came into fruition. But along with Anaheim, at the same time, because of all the business dealings between Michael Eisner and Wayne Huizenga, the guy that founded Blockbuster, then he decided that he wanted a hockey team too. So he got Florida, and then the game just continued to grow and grow and grow. So I'm not even talking the popularity of the game of hockey. I'm talking about the business of hockey and the influence that Wayne had on that. I Googled earlier today how many arenas there are in Southern California. I came up with a number of 25 now. So you go from two that I'm aware of to potentially 23 others. There might have been one in San Diego, but I'm unsure of that. I know that they played out of their sports arena. They had some minor league hockey throughout the years. I think that was where they played out of. I don't think they had smaller things for practices and things like that. So it's a real cool story. And Wayne's always very gracious, and he doesn't give or take very much credit himself. But clearly, there's no other reason why that the game grew in popularity other than his moving to L.A.
So how did he, because that's interesting. I wasn't aware that Gretzky was one of the key figures in you getting moved from the Islanders to the L.A. Kings. So, and obviously it would pay off huge for you. You guys would go together as teammates to a Stanley Cup final a few years later.
Yeah.
How did that all come about? How was Gretzky involved?
Well, as explained to me, that year, the All-Star game, so 89, our season wasn't going as well as we had hoped in New York. And Wayne went up to Bill Torrey at the All-Star game, and they're walking out of the arena. They're underneath in the concourse somewhere. And he suggested to Bill that he should move me to L.A. And I was told that Bill was totally against it. And then as our season went on, we became pretty clear that we weren't going to be a playoff team. Then Bruce McNall started getting involved, and he convinced Bill Torrey to move me to Los Angeles. And the reason why there was a connection between Wayne and I is because we were teammates together in the 87 Canada Cup. So much to my surprise, again, when you look back on all these sort of sequence of events, they all sort of tied in together. And so I hated the trade at the time. I was really mad. I was I didn't think I'd ever forgive the New York Islanders for the trade, but in hindsight, it turned out to be the best move of my life.
With Kelly Rudy, the color voice of the Calgary Flames on television, former LA King, former teammate of Wayne Gretzky's. 30 years ago, Wayne Gretzky traded to the LA Kings. So you get there kind of late in Gretzky's first season with the Kings.
Yeah.
Tell me about how Hollywood and the big players in LA started to gravitate towards the Kings. Tell me about the Gretzky impact in kind of the cool way and the glitzy way.
Okay, I think I traded on a Tuesday. So Wednesday afternoon, well, I officially was traded on the Wednesday morning, but I heard of the trade Tuesday. So then on Wednesday, flight to L.A., the Kings were playing that night at home against Washington, and that smoked. I didn't make it in time for the game. I go to the arena to meet guys after the game, and I believe it's my first night. I go into the little change room where the guys get out of their street into their underwear to wear under their clothes. And the first guy I meet is Michael J. Fox. And so that was pretty unique, pretty cool. And then I go out, and I'm going to meet Wayne for a beer after. And so it's Wayne and I and Pat Sajak and Pat Mehringer. But so you look at those couple days, and it's crazy. I believe we played one game on Saturday at home, and then we went on a five-game road trip. But after that, it became just commonplace. I mean, every event that we went to, there are celebrities, and it was just a unique experience because I always thought I knew popularity, especially when I first started in the National Hockey League, Pat. I joined the Islanders, and they just won their fourth Stanley Cup. So you're looking at some of the best players to ever play. Robin, Bossy, Smith, Gillies, all these guys. The list is endless. And we would go on the road, and we'd be at events, even in New York, in around that area, and I would think, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how popular these guys are. And I'm thinking that's the pinnacle. And then I go, and I'm now playing at home, and that totally blew me away because his popularity was unlike anything I've ever experienced. I know I won't again. It was just phenomenal to go around, and it was non-hockey places. I recall Pat in 94 in the first lockout. Wayne took a bunch of us overseas. I think it was Wayne Gretzky and Friends tour. Mm-hmm. And we played in different countries. The first went to is Finland. And we're in Helsinki. And the hotel, I recall, was kind of circular. And literally, it was like Beatles. The people were surrounded about 10 or 20 deep. They're completely circled the entire building, and they're all waiting for a chance to get a glimpse of Wayne. It was so weird. It was so cool. By this time, I'd already played on a team with him for a year, so I thought I had an idea about his worldwide player. But you know, once he started having all the stars around, it was really cool because it really ended. I recall many of them. Holy Han came one time, but Kurt was a whiteboard after a lot of games and explained things to him. And so would be after a game standing there because their son was a goaltender. And so I was trying to help him with angles and these sorts of different things. So those experiences, although they sound really unique, they became commonplace.
It's very interesting, and we're just gonna disconnect and reconnect with you, Kelly, just to get the phone connection back to where it's really at a high quality. But some really cool stories. Kelly Rudy is joining us on the big show this afternoon. He is a former teammate of Wayne Gretzky's with the LA Kings. Arrived in LA about 7 months after the trade that sent Gretzky from Edmonton to LA. That, of course, happened 30 years ago today, August 9th of 1988. And it's really cool because, I mean, it's one of those milestone landmark anniversaries, right? 30 years is the way it goes. But it's cool to hear some different recollections of it. You know, we had Marty Jelena on this morning and Mark Spector on this morning to talk about it. And, you know, Kelly, we appreciate you reconnecting.
Yeah.
I'm curious. So because it didn't take long for the Kings to start having on-ice success. Like, Wayne got there, and the Kings started to become a better team, and you were in a Stanley Cup final in 1993, just a few years after Gretzky gets there. Tell us about the impact he made on the Kings on the ice.
Okay, one of the things that, like, you're always trying to be your best every single night. You have that expectation for yourself, and you owe it not only to the organization, but to the fans. And so you recognize that. Doesn't matter where you play. But the unique thing about playing on a team with Wayne, because of the popularity, is, for instance, we'd go, and it doesn't matter what city, but we'd go into a city and maybe a building that they're having a real hard time getting bums in the seats. And so sometimes they're playing to crowds of 10 or 11,000 people. But when you're on a team with Wayne, the building is full every single night. And so you have that expectation also that you have to, you can't ever let your buddy down. And so all of us talked about it often. Like, there was a unique pressure on us also because he had that singular pressure about trying to maintain that standard that he had in Edmonton. He's charged with the duty of turning around a really lousy organization. He's doing his part, and it was up to us to sort of follow along and provide him the same sort of support. So that was cool. That was great to watch. And I really enjoyed the added pressure because you really felt it for sure that you were not going to go to a particular city and stink out the joint and embarrass Wayne.
Huh. That's a really interesting way of putting it. I would never have thought that there would have been kind of that type of pressure put on the rest of the team because of what he meant for the places that you visited. That's really interesting, Kelly. I never would have thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, I think all of us talked about it openly because it was such a unique situation. I mean, Wayne was he was an interesting guy because he was not only the best player to ever play the game, but maybe the most thoughtful player that I ever played with as well. For instance, we'd be in the dressing room, maybe at home or maybe the second of a 4-game homestand, and we'd be getting dressed, tying up our skates and stuff. And he didn't say it kind of always, but whenever he did, it was something very impactful. So he would say something like, okay, well, this is a big win for us here tonight, guys, because Edmonton's on a 4-game road trip. They're in Long Island tonight. Tomorrow they're in New York City. 3 nights from now they're in Boston. And he'd go, and Vancouver's here and they're doing this. Like, he knew everybody's schedule and what he thought the results would be in those games too. So you'd sit around, and the first couple times I heard him going through this, I marveled at his intelligence about what was going on with everybody throughout the league. And after a while, you sort of get used to it, but not really. But the other thing, I think if you're around that kind of brilliance, you sort of get some of it yourself. So then you start to look at it again. You get the newspaper in the morning, then you look at the standings, then you look at the schedule. Then you sort of take on that sort of mindset, maybe not to Wayne's level, but certainly it helped my preparation.
Very cool. I guess the final question for you is that Stanley Cup final experience. So now here are the LA Kings playing for a championship with Gretzky in LA. How much you talk about what a circus it was as soon as Gretzky got to LA and everywhere you went. But what about that? How much more of a circus was it as you went deeper and deeper in the 93 postseason?
Well, the best way I can put it, anybody that was anybody in Hollywood was there. So it seemed as though we had a bunch of fans still in the building, but mainly it was with celebrities and former presidents and everybody. We had security around all the time. I guess one of the lasting memories I have about that experience also was our dressing room was chaos. And it was chaos, you know, oftentimes before that experience of going to the finals. Like, we'd have celebrities in before games. We'd have all sorts of things. We had to implement a rule that everybody that wasn't a hockey player had to leave the dressing room at a particular time because it was just an open door. And I you know, it's cool to play that way, but you have to really focus, find a way to focus yourself, especially I find goaltenders have to really find a zone. And it's not the easiest thing if you're trying to hobnob with the celebrities or in your game or in your dressing room an hour and a half before the game. So it takes a special focus. That's why I was actually really happy for the LA Kings when they won the Cup in 2012 for the first time, because it's a unique focus you have to have. I talked to Jonathan Quick about that, and because focus is a premium for him.
Good stuff, Kelly. That was awesome. Really appreciate the reflections and the Michael J. Fox and Pat Sajak story. That's really cool. And it was 30 years ago today that a massive, massive trade was made in this league, and the impact it made on the league and on the sport continues to be felt today. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing some of those reflections. We will see you around the rink very, very soon.
You got it, Pat. Have a great summer, bud.